This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
What up, Max?
There it is. So, just you and me today, no Jay.
Yeah, that shot of New York City looked like summertime.
Yeah, man. It's beautiful. It's almost like Bay Area weather right now. High 50s, low 60s.
Yeah, I'm mad because it's overcast out here. It's going to blow over. It'll blow over the weekend, but it's like gray. It's thick. It looks like it's ready to just pour down.
In the 70s?
No, it's 62.
I love it. It's like the worst weather you get out there. Yeah, like 62 and cloudy.
Yeah, it's the worst. It's the worst. It's miserable.
Good. It's good living out there, man. When 62 and cloudy is miserable,
it's miserable,
good.
Man. The weekend, you expect for it to – it'll heat up a little bit. It'll get into the 70s, and it'll clear out a little bit, especially down south as you get closer, going toward San Diego and those areas. It'll be pretty.
Memorial Day weekend. You got big plans?
I'm going to be getting away. For a few days, and I'm not barbecuing, I'm not grilling, I'm not cooking out, I'm not doing any of that. I'm actually going away, and then we're a bunch of us, and we'll go to my club, and we'll hang out with Pat's people. So I'm gonna have a Pat's people Memorial Day.
just make sure you drive safely when you're out there. All right.
Absolutely. But yeah, I'm not throwing down anything this year. I'm just going to – it's all chill, relaxation, go to the country club for Memorial Day, let the kids swim, hang out, that whole deal, because they always have activities and stuff like that.
I'm doing – By the way, I'm not having a cookout or a barbecue, Key, for Memorial Day. But you know what I will do? I'll grill.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
As you are going to your hideaway, so to speak, do you buy – before you get there, pack it in the car to take it, or you get it when you're there?
There's a little spot, there's a couple spots out there where you go get the stuff,
Yeah,
just make a little run to the store in the morning.
Do you have stuff already there, though? Like seasonings and things of that nature
that's
still
there? It's my house.
Yeah, of course it's your place, but sometimes people don't stock up. They, like me, I would never. I would, only buy when I'm there.
But that's, you would have the seasoning because once you get the seasoning once, it's there. We might be out of this or out of that, but
Or it might be old or something like that. Check the dates, though, Max.
What's that?
Check the dates on everything.
For sure. That's the whole thing.
Check the dates.
I get rid of that. I like nothing better than throwing out food that's past its date and getting mad at everyone in the house. Why did you buy this? You only use this much, right?
And then as you are driving to where you're going, you got to watch out for people like Pat Costello. Pat Costello, they sit on the side of the road, behind the bushes, and especially when you're going downhill. You see that? See that guy right there? You see what it looks like?
I do. Perfect, indeed.
Right? He wants to catch you on a nice little slope where it really ain't too steep, but just enough where you catch up a little more speed than normal so he can act like you're going 75 when you're really only going 55.
Do you know how fast you were going, sir?
Don't answer that question. I advise you not to answer that question, Keith.
Is this your vehicle?
No, I'm not, I don't know how fast I was going. How fast was I going,
Are you a ball player?
No, I'm actually not. I went to medical school.
I'm going to have to ask you to step out of the vehicle, sir.
For what?
We'll figure that out later. Sprinkle some crack on him. Hey, Key.
And closed case.
Open and closed case. This man broke into this house and hung up pictures of his family.
You guys are unbelievable.
I've seen this one before.
I've seen this one.
Speaking of breaking into houses,
yeah.
How about the fact that the Miami Heat couldn't break into Boston's
house? Look at that. That's a pro right there. Key, you brought it up for game four. they really turned the ball over a lot later in that game. And the Heat picked that up where they left off. Like, game five, actually, the Celtics didn't outplay them except the Heat. I've just found the in the half court, like, lazy passing. And the Celtics would pick them off, and they'd be turning the ball over. That was the difference in the game.
Yeah, bumbling and stumbling and not really protecting the ball. When you don't protect the ball, you got the ball down low to your ankles. Yeah. And you can't possibly think that you're going to be able to survive doing that. I mean, turning the ball over in crucial situations, or Jimmy Butler not realizing how long Williams is at the point where he's trying to take shots, and all he has to do is, you know, step back enough, just almost like the Anthony Davis situation with Curry, where his hand is up just enough because he's so long. Now all of a sudden he gets a block or he alters a shot. Look, I never was in doubt that Boston would go home and take game five. I always felt that way. I said it, they got one, and now you go home, you feel good, everything else, those four games are behind you. Now this series is not a seven-game series or six-game or nothing like that. You know what it turns into? A three-game. It's a three-game series now. That's what it is. And so from a mentality standpoint, if you are coaching the Celtics, what you're telling them, Max, is a three-game series. Right now, we have to figure out how to get this next game so we can bring it back home, because we're down one, even though we're up one, we're down one. That's the way you have to think about it.
Yeah, look, it's 3-2. You know, as I said, after it was 0-3, no one's ever come back from that. Then it was 3-1, and people keep harping on no one's ever come back from down 0-3. It's not 0-3, it's 3-1, and teams have come back from that. And now it's 3-2, and plenty of teams have come back from that, including the Boston Celtics in the previous series, down 3-2 against Philly. And it Tatum who went bananas.
I wouldn't sell it like that, though, Max. I don't even want to talk about the other games. I'm selling... It's a three-game series. Mm-hmm. We are down 0-1.
Oh, you're talking about in the Celtics locker room.
In the Celtics locker room. That's the way I'm selling it. Mm-hmm. Hey guys, it's three games. We're down 0-1.
Lost the first game. Yeah.
We lost the first game, even though we won the first game.
Yeah,
we lost the first game.
It's a great way of looking at it.
We got to go on the road. If we lose, it's over with. If we win, we come back home and win the championship.
You're right, because plenty of teams, best of. You know, if you have a best of three situation, there have been plenty of teams have won two out of three.
Yes.
Yeah. Three out of five, two out of three, but that's like a normal.
I don't want you to think long. Yeah. I don't want you to think long. I want you to think short, little small.
Yeah, you're going for a series in baseball. You play a three-game set. You lose game one. It doesn't mean you're going to lose the series.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, it's a really good way to look at it.
You try to play with the mind, tricks. To a degree, right? That's what you do. You look at it from that standpoint. Or you can flip it and say, oh, we're going on the road. We beat them on the road already the last time we were there. It's one game, guys. Let's just go do it.
Speaking of home and road, three teams have forced a game seven after trailing 0-3. Okay, NBA history. Trailblazers, Mavericks, the first round in 0-3. In 94, the conference semis, Nuggets, Jazz. And then you go back to 1951, which stop it already. You know, different rules, different everything. Knicks, Royals, okay? Knicks lose to the Royals. You know that's from a bygone era. They're playing.
The Knicks lose to the Royals?
To the Royals, yeah. It's like, what was that move? Basketball, right? Like from the South Park guys?
What was the Knicks?
Huh?
What was the name of the Knicks? I mean, what
Knicks.
City?
Yeah, versus the Royals.
Oh, Kansas. Wait, is it basketball or baseball?
Exactly. Exactly. That same year, the Lakers lost to the Brewers.
No, wait, Max, is it baseball or
it's basketball? It's
basketball. So there was it's Kansas City Royals. Mm-hmm. No, wait, was it? Where was the Royals at, man?
I don't even remember.
You're giving me teams from like 1905. I don't, the Royals, where the hell were the Royals in
Cincinnati.
Basketball? Oh, the Cincinnati Royals. Yeah. So that was like, what, the Negro League in basketball or something?
I mean, it does have that kind of flavor to it, doesn't it, right?
The Rochester Royals is what it was.
Wait a minute. Yeah, was it the Rochester Royals?
It was the Rochester Royals, yep.
Rochester Royals.
Oh, you're right. The Cincinnati Royals were after. I guess Cincinnati got a Royals franchise after that.
You're bringing up stuff from like...
The Rochester Royals were from 45 to 57. The Cincinnati Royals from 57 to 72.
See, Max, come on, man.
That's what I'm saying. So let's even throw that one out. Stop it, everybody. But the point is, all three of those teams that forced the game seven, this is no one's ever won down 0-3. They forced game sevens, but they had to play it on the road. No team has gotten to host a game seven that's been down 0-3, which tells you that teams that fall down 0-3 are the lower-seeded teams, not the higher-seeded teams. Now you got the higher-seeded team fell down 0-3, the way higher-seeded team, and they, if they can win game six, host a game seven, never's been done before.
And that's the beauty of it, right? You go back to Boston, you win. Now you go to Miami tomorrow night. You steal that one, and you're at home in a jacked-up crowd, fired up. The Miami Heat can't shoot a BB out. They so tight. At the end of the day, you now take care of business. It's the moment of truth for Butler, Brown, Tatum. It's the moment of truth in a game seven in Boston. It's a moment of truth in game six now for Tatum and Butler and Brown. But if they go to game seven, if for whatever reason it becomes a game seven, you might as well start to promote Nuggets versus Celtics, in my opinion.
Man, that would – now, what? Here's the thing. It was almost too easy for Jimmy Butler, and he didn't have a big game last night. And I think Gabe Vincent not being there, they really – he's the only one that can do anything, Jimmy Butler, with the ball in his hands when Gabe Vincent's not there. I mean, apologies to Kyle Lowry at this point in his career, but they really – you know, you have guys like
Kyle Lowry looked like a little chunky monster.
Right. You got guys like Duncan Robinson trying to fake, you know, ball fake and do what he can, but it's what it is, right? He can shoot but limited in terms of being able to put the ball on the floor and create.
Yeah, he's a catch and shoot guy.
He's a catch and shoot guy. And so without Gabe Vincent, and we got to really see his health for game six, it really changes things for the Heat. I thought
Tyler Hero was supposed to come back.
Tyler Hero, right, yeah, but not yet. Victor Oladipo, gone. So, yeah, you hear they're shorthanded like that. Is game six a must-win for the Heat?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C, ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. It does feel like, listen, Memorial Day really kicks off the summer, at least in everyone's imaginations, right? It feels like summer. On the East Coast, Key, Memorial Day, somehow it's always nice. Just like after Labor Day, it changes. It's like the weather knows. Up, time to turn it on and turn it off on the East Coast.
Yeah, a couple years ago, we went out east, and we went after Labor. I mean, we went after Memorial Day, summertime or whatever. So miserable. Because guess what it did? It rained.
On the East Coast.
I
remember that, as a matter of fact. Yeah, I remember that, like, when you were going out there.
Come on, man.
That was right before I joined the show.
You wasted my time?
Yeah.
That's the only thing that makes me mad when I'm trying to enjoy the summer out east is, right, I don't know what could happen with the weather. You know, if I look at the app, it says, oh, it'll clear up. But then it never does. At least out here, I know, oh, 3 o'clock, clear skies.
That's true. You know what the what L.A. is missing, though? It's missing in the summer.
Tell me what it's missing.
Those you know it. You know it's true. Those kind of like, if you look for like the East Coast vacation vibe out there, summertime, okay. It's hard to find. Like, I've been up and down the coast looking for that little spot.
I'm not going to get into that East Coast versus West Coast summertime thing. It's not true, Max.
Tell me where it is. Not, so next time I'm there, I'll go. I went all the way down to San Diego looking for it.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that you couldn't find it.
No, there are nice spots.
You're not looking hard enough.
There are nice spots, but although, even though, what's that resort in San Diego that everyone told me to go, and when I got jellyfish in the water and all that.
But they're going to be in the
military
water.
Planes flying overhead. I'm like, yo, why did everyone tell me to come here?
You feel safe.
That's what it's called.
It's the
planes could shoot down the jellyfish. I'd be in shape, you know?
I'm trying to think. God, you told me. It wasn't Del Mar.
It was close, though. Right.
Yeah. I remember you telling me about it, and I looked it up. I remember exactly what resort it was. But stop. It's so many nice places up and down the coast. The problem is, it's so exclusive. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
So I didn't know about them.
I mean.
I need to get put up on them. So the question we asked before going into the last break, what we were talking about is like basically how much trouble are the Heat in? What's changed in the last two games in this series? I really think last night, if Gabe Vincent plays, maybe the Heat win that game. I think a lot of those turnovers is they needed a second guy who could handle. Brian Windhorst, ESPN NBA analyst, was on SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt. Listen to this.
We got ourselves a series here because for the first time, I kind of feel like the Heat don't think they've got it totally under control. You know, Eric Spoelstra got the team together after the game in the locker room and said, hey, let this sting for a while, marinate in it a little bit. That's not a message he's had to give in a while. And really, what's been a big difference here is the energy level. The Heat were not able to match the Celtics' energy level. Again, that's not something we've seen and been able to say before in this series. And while we can look at the three-point shooting, we know that's important, and that obviously is a huge key for the Celtics. I want you to look at the Heat scores the last two games, both times under 100. They put up 128 on the Celtics in Game 3. The Heat were moving with ease and everything. The difference in these last two games, the level of effort defensively from Boston, and they have really focused on Bam Adebayo. He has averaged only 13 points over the last three games. That's where the Heat are going to have to make an adjustment.
See, I can't look at it the same way a lot of people do in these situations when you're talking about basketball. I have to kind of compare it to football because I've never been in a 7-game, a 5-game series, right, Max? I've been in quarters.
Right.
And so what happens to the Boston Celtics out the gate when they go down 3-0 is that you tend to underestimate your opponent to a degree, right? You say to yourself, okay, we're going to walk out here. We playing the Miami Heat. And they are overmatched for us. Oh, wow. Interesting. We lose game one. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're fine. We don't worry about it. We're at home. We'll even the score. Damn, we lose game two. Oh, man, we tripping. Then you go to game three, and you say, oh, we got this with Miami. Oh, my God, they just got us again. We sleepwalking. Now you get to game four. You say, look, man, it's either do or die for us right now. Now you hit. Boom. And it's like in football, you walk out there in the first quarter, you get punched by the opponent. You're like, damn, they better than what we thought. The second quarter, you still trying to recover from the first quarter. Bam, they hit you. The third quarter, halftime, you make the adjustments. In the third quarter, halfway through it, you wake up. Now you explode in the fourth quarter, you win the game. That's kind of how the Celtics are treating the Heat right now. They slept walk for a period of time. Now they woke. Now they are woke in game five, and now they go back in game six with all the confidence in the world. Where the Miami Heat could potentially be shook because they never faced this at the beginning.
Yep.
That was like a Max explainer.
I agree. The Celtics defense is different. But again, when you don't have Tyler Hero or Victor Oladipo, and then a guy like Gabe Vincent steps up and then he's gone, you only have one guy who can create on your team. And Bam did not really have touch last night. Everything was a little too strong, and it was off. Butler was looking for him to feed him a little bit. It just wasn't working. As you said, he put, you know, putting the ball on the ground, getting stripped, lazy passes in the backcourt. I mean, in the half court, I should say, and you know, not their night. But I don't know if Gabe Vincent doesn't get back, if how that changes. Eric Spoelstra was talking about what the mood of the team is after losing two in a row.
Who cares about mood? Like, we have a gnarly group. So I think so much of that is overrated. It's a competitive series. You always expect, you know, things to be challenging in the conference finals. You know, one game doesn't lead to the next game.
Yes, it does.
Based on all the experience that we've had, it doesn't matter in the playoffs. It doesn't matter if you lose by whatever. You know, we beat them by whatever in game three. It just doesn't matter. It's about, you know, collectively preparing and putting together, you know, a great game. We'll play much better on Saturday. And that's all we just have to focus on right now.
Yeah, he's right, though. One game doesn't lead to the next game because those games are behind you. And it's a one-game situation. That's all you think about. You think about the four quarters in which you are playing in. You're not sitting around thinking about the games that you lost or you won.
You don't believe in momentum in series hockey.
Well, in this case, no, because it's a one-game situation. For the momentum has shifted, so to speak, right? Mm-hmm. Miami had the momentum. Now there is no more momentum because Boston is thinking one game at a time. That's their thought process. That's their momentum. You can't say, oh, the momentum has shifted to the Celtics. It's not that the momentum has shifted to the Celtics. The Celtics happened to get one because that's all they was thinking about. Then they happened to get two because they was only thinking about one. Now they'll possibly get three because they're only thinking about one. I don't look at it as momentum. I look at it as one game.
I figured the Celtics would win that game, but I thought Jimmy Butler would go off looking for teammates, 30-point triple-double type thing. He had 14 points. It's his fewest in any game this postseason. I'm very surprised by that. And I would imagine he will have a big response in Miami.
But even if he did, though, Max, are they going to counter?
I expect the Celtics to counter. Listen, what I want to know is what's Gabe Vincent's health? Like, what is the status there? Heat fans, you told us you weren't worried after game four. The Celtics are 3-point favorites at Miami. They are only slight underdogs to win the series. The Heat are favored to win the series, but barely. Minus 140 for the Heat, plus 118 for the Celtics. You told us you weren't worried after game four, Heat fans. How about now? 888-SAY-ESPN, KJM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
One of the livest club songs of all time. Might be number one. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. This dropped key. People lost their minds. The only thing you heard in clubs for like a year.
What?
This is like the biggest club hit ever.
Hey, I literally was sitting here. Now I'm screaming because the music's so loud. But I'm literally sitting here, Max, and I'm thinking in my mind. I'm walking in. I'm like, Max, what's up?
Yo, 100%.
Yates, what's up?
Yo.
Yo, Pat, what's up, man? this biggest got, club, right?
This got the club hopping more than, like, I can't think of a song that came out that did it more than this one. Maybe it tied this one, but I don't think you got one above that. People lost their minds.
It seems like every time back then, Max, when you walk into the club, this was playing.
This was playing.
This was playing. You're right. No, you walk
on
in,
the way
in.
That's how you knew you got, that's the soundtrack to entering the club back then. So you, wait, I forgot what year this was. Were you with the Jets?
No, this was...
This was before then.
Yeah, this was like that was, college or high school.
This is
or
late 90s. Early 90s. Even. Could it be late 80s? Damn, I got to look that up.
It was early 90s.
Early 90s. All right. Yeah. I think this was high school, though.
Yeah,
so
for
that's
sure.
I graduated high school in 91. So this might 100%, be.
100% high school.
Yeah, it might be like 90. Tune in tomorrow night for Game 6 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. The Heat host the Celtics, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations and on Sirius XM Channel 80. All right, Heat fans, we're not worried. That's what they said to us yesterday, Key, after they lost Game 4. How about now? Miguel in Atlanta. You're on KJM.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Morning, Miguel.
What's happening, man?
Ain't nothing. Man, I woke up this morning and I had Matt Ryan on my mind. And as much as I love Jimmy Butler, I feel like a Miami Heat Atlanta Falcon meltdown in the Super Bowl. Just want to know what you guys think.
Yeah, but that meltdown in the Super Bowl wasn't on Matt Ryan. I think it was more on Kyle Shanahan and that defense. It wasn't on Matt Ryan.
But there is the thought that at a certain point, if the OC is calling plays and kind of in a prevent offense, right, that the quarterback may want to take things into his own hands sometimes, Key. I've heard that he could have been more assertive maybe, Matt Ryan.
Maybe, but sometimes it's not people's personality. Well, we do know Jimmy Butler is assertive for sure.
Bingo.
So
that's what I'm getting
we'll
at.
We'll see in Game 6 if Jimmy Butler – I'm not going to say rise to the occasion because he's always risen to the occasion. Let's see if his game changes from Game 4 and 5 to Game 6. All of a sudden, he catches fire again. He's at home. It's a whiteout, the whole deal going on, and he's balling like we saw Jimmy Butler do in the past.
We got to see what happens with Gabe Vincent too, because I really think his absence was a big deal. You only have one when the defense knows they got one dude who can really handle and get his right and set people up, and they key in on him. It's a whole different ball game. So either Kyle Lowry has to come correct, or it's going to be a problem. Right? Exactly. Key. Gabe Vincent was that guy for them. Luther, I mean, in New York. You're on KJM. Luther.
Good morning, fellas. I got.
What's going on?
What's cracking, Luke?
No, man. Man, I'm a little worried, man. I ain't going front. First of all, Spoke got to get out of that 3-2 defense. That 3-2 defense, they working, man. People, rotations late, Matt Strus, oh, my God. He got sand in his feet. Kyle Lowry and Kevin Love. I don't know what happened yesterday, but the stat that gets me was, the bench scored 53 points, and the starter scored 44 points. That's pitiful. Pitiful. 26 points off of turnovers. They let the Celtics have 45% from three. Yeah, I don't know. Spoelstra got to get them boys. You got to get the boys back together. Bam and Jimmy. Jimmy only took 10 shots the whole game. Bam had 6 turnovers. Yeah, it's going to get a little spooky. I think the fix is in. I ain't going to say it's rigged, but I'm going to say the fix is in.
How is the fix?
How's the fix when you turn the ball over?
Keyshawn, nah, the fix is in, man. The fix is in.
But Luther, think about what you're saying. The fix I'm is saying. In. So if somebody only takes 14 shots, is the 14 shots part of the fix? Is the turnovers part of the fix? Are they saying, hey, turn the ball over? Hey, don't shoot. That's what's going on? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
It's a little Eric Spoelstra got a little microphone in his ear, and they telling him, you know.
Oh, like, man, here you go. You're an internet guy. I know what you are. You getting ready to tell me flying saucers? The convertible flying saucers are coming next week. I hear it. I understand.
Nah. No, we just got to play better. That's it, man. I'm surprised we played that bad two games in a row. Eric Spoelstra really we really didn't have two bad games this
postseason. This is what I'm saying. You had one bad. I hate to keep bringing up the name Gabe Vincent, but Key, they had a bad game. That was a winnable game last night. It was a very – I would not say the Celtics really actually outplayed the Heat. Yes, they hustled on defense, the Celtics, but a lot of those turnovers were just sloppy, right? It's like, yes, the Celtics took advantage, but the Heat put themselves in a position to turn the ball over. You said it. Look at the way they're holding the ball. They're dribbling. They're passing. Everything was lackadaisical.
It's basically the same repeat. They're repeat offenders from game four.
Yeah. So the game four, they start turning it over in the third quarter more, and you brought this up, and you would think that would be corrected for game five, but it picked right up from the beginning of the game. They got to get, and that's why the reason I say Gabe Vincent is when you have two guys who can shot create, it changes everything, right? As opposed to just having that one dude.
Max Luther said that it's a fix.
Yeah.
It's in the fix. Turnovers and shot selection is a fix. I guess Bigfoot will be knocking on his back door here soon, too.
Do you realize that the existence of a Bigfoot or of aliens, you said flying saucer, do you realize that it's a higher likelihood that we are presently being visited by aliens than the fix was in last night? That everyone, like, really, just if you did the math, you'd say the likelihood that everyone on the Heat, the fix was in and they could pull it off like that. That's a lower likelihood than aliens are here right now. Yeah.
Convertible flying saucers. Are
convertible flying. I want one of those. Chris in Chicago, you're on KJM.
Hey, good morning, Max. Good morning, Key. Good morning, Yates. Yates, you play Summertime. Got a question for you, Key. Where's Will Smith from?
Philly.
Okay. What was Will invited to at 4 o'clock, Key?
What was Will invited to at 4 o'clock? Oh, a barbecue.
In the Yates.
Yeah, a barbecue.
Yeah, tell Yates to play that.
Yeah, all he doing is cheesing.
They call it a cookout.
He cheesing.
Because he know we right.
Do
it's
y'all have
barbecue.
Cookouts in Chicago, Chris?
No, we have barbecue.
You be bringing spaghetti and meatballs to them joints, huh?
He got you, Yates. He got you on that
spaghetti
one.
Spaghetti and meatballs. We going to have salad. We actually going to have some tips.
Well, you got to get a good
chicken.
You got to get a good
we
phone,
might have
man.
Some brisket.
Yeah, I'm not going to his joint. He can't even get his connection
Yates,
right.
Yates, you never really addressed Chris Canty's point from yesterday. Chris Canty's point from yesterday I thought was good. I never heard you address it. If someone says to Chris Canty, you could say cookout, and he shows up and he gets barbecue. You didn't lie to him. You just didn't tell him everything, right?
That's false advertisement, dog.
But if you say barbecue and he shows up and it's a cookout, he got lied to, right? How do you answer that? That seems to me to be ironclad from Chris Canty. Yates.
Oh, I thought you was asking Chris because I'm with Canty on that. If you tell me that I'm going to a cookout and I pop up at that joint and it's a whole bunch of barbecue food, I'm going to be upset.
No. He's saying happy because it's extra.
It's the other way.
In other words, you didn't lie to him, but you didn't tell him everything. But if you say barbecue and he shows up and it's a cookout, you lied to him.
Yeah, because me personally, I've never, ever, ever been invited to a barbecue. That vernacular is not stated in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia area. It's not a thing.
Yeah, it's a regional thing.
Well, unless you're in
Chicago with Chris, I guess.
That's super weak though. Chris called you out though. I don't understand why. So why did Will Smith, who's from Philly, say barbecue?
Because the beat is a West Coast summertime joint. What you want him to do?
He spends too much time in L.A.
Where did he go with Fresh Prince? Okay. Let's relax, Christopher.
Look at Pat in the background. We have to, in the cop uniform. We have to go back to Girls of the World Ain't Nothing But Trouble and see where Philadelphia Will Smith had to say back then. If there's any reference to cookout,
different eras, man. Same thing.
All right, Heat fans, you told us you weren't worried after Game Four. We'll continue this. What about now? 888 say ESPN.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Cookout music, some of it is what used to be a club hit, you know, 30 years ago.
Yeah, this is cookout music. Barbecue music is a little older soul.
Yeah.
That's all. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
So give me, hold on, give me a playlist for barbecue.
Oh, man. DJ Yates, go ahead.
Good.
Yeah, I've never been to a barbecue, so I couldn't tell you.
Yates can't play you a barbecue music.
Yes, you can. You can play that.
Nah, there's no such thing as a barbecue playlist.
Yes, it is. You're going to get into Frankie Beverly and Maze. You're going to get into Earth, Wind & Fire. You're going to get into that stuff.
Yeah, all that is frequently played at a cookout, cuz.
Oh, man, stop. All right, anyway.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find a barbecue.
Keep talking about this with this guy, Yates.
Max is going to look up a playlist. I'm going to send him a cookout playlist, and I guarantee you almost all the songs are going to be the same.
No, hold on.
Yeah, Max. That's a cookout joint.
No, where the spades at?
That's barbecue.
Where the, what?
Yeah.
That's barbecue.
Yeah, I don't know what y'all be going to, man.
It's slow, man. It's chill. It's you know, we playing Bones. We doing all of that.
All right. Kyle in Connecticut wants to tell us something about the Heat, Key.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Kyle?
What's happening?
So, you guys keep bringing up Jimmy Butler, how he brings it to another level in the playoffs. However, he plays so many games throughout the regular season where he's an above average to a very good player that if he senses his team's kind of off or he's off that night, he has so many games where he's come down a little bit that he's just at that level that night, and that kind of screws the Heat in that game.
Yeah, I was surprised by Butler's performance last night, Key. I thought he would be an everything guy, facilitator, scorer, the whole nine, but again, Gabe Vincent's absence limits.
It could be a little bit of his absence, but it also could just be Boston. You got to give credit to Boston, too, now. You got to give credit to being in the right places at the right time to create those turnovers.
Yep.
You got to give him credit to being in the right places at the right time so that Jimmy Butler doesn't take shots. I mean, you got to give him credit. It can't just be that Gabe Vincent's missing, so therefore Jimmy Butler isn't playing at the level that we are accustomed to seeing him play in the playoffs.
Yeah, even you brought up the block White had. I mean, Robert Williams had on Jimmy Butler. He recovered. I think the video we played, Jimmy Butler wound up recovering the ball. I don't remember if they scored on the possession.
He didn't recover the ball. No, they went down and
I want to say he did recover the when Robert Williams blocked
him. No, he didn't recover. Maybe been another one. He didn't recover that one.
All right, maybe not. But that was in the first half, wasn't it? Second quarter, I want to say. But at any rate.
But part of the problem is
he's dissuaded from shooting. Yeah.
Well, he's long. Williams is long. He doesn't have to get all the way up on him. He could just be far enough away, still get the block. On top of that, Jimmy Butler is a line drive shooter. He doesn't have much arc on his jump shots.
Good point.
And he has a slow release. And when you have a slow release combined with all of that, you know, it's gonna turn into a disaster.
Yeah, and at any rate, my point was you're dissuaded from shooting if you're Jimmy Butler and you have a long defender like that in front of you. And it was you have to. I don't mean to make it just they don't have Gabe Vincent there, but and the Celtics were hitting a lot of shots. I'm saying they wound up winning by 13 points, something like that, right? I think it was 13, 110-97.
Yeah.
Key, that was the turnover. The real difference in the game was the turnovers. I wouldn't say the Celtics outplayed them other than the turnovers, and I'm not trying to discredit the Celtics, but sometimes you'll see turnovers as a result of just superior defensive play. And while the Celtics played good defense, they were gambling on passing lanes sometimes and guessing right. The Heat were just uncharacteristically sloppy. They were sloppy. It carried over. You pointed it out. Second half of game four, it carried over right from the start of game five. Marcus in Massachusetts, you're on KJM.
Oh, well, long time no speak, fellas.
What's going on?
What's up, Mark?
I think I talked to you guys. Yeah, it's Marcus, man. The Celtics fan. Diehard Celtics fan.
Sorry to hear that. What else you got, you guys?
We just talked to you the other day. What you talking about?
I know. I said long time no talk as a joke, being sarcastic. But can I be the guy to say I told y'all so, though?
Go ahead.
I told y'all I had the utmost faith in my Celtics, and they just proved me right.
All right.
Okay, Max Kellerman, number two. I hear you, Marcus.
Zane in Oakland, you're on KJM.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. Big fan of everybody on the show. Mm-hmm. But I actually really want to say, I think.
So you was about to say something slick, Zane. So we had to cut you off.
What happened to Zane? Arnell in New York.
Zane was about to say something slick.
Oh, then they
good morning. Good morning.
What's up, Arnell?
Hey, what I want to say is all you got to do is stay on the ground with Jimmy Butler. Don't fall for the fakes. And Boston going to beat him in seven. They just got to play their game. Boston just got to play their game. Play defense. Let the other guys get their little shots off.
Man, you got to turn down your radio.
David in Massachusetts. Let's see if we can get this right. All right, don't fall for Jimmy Butler's ball fakes, and they'll be fine, according to Arnell. David in Massachusetts.
What's going on, guys? I love the show. Avid listener. I just wanted to speak on Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, how I believe they're on their way to accomplishing what Jordan and Pippen did, you know, six rings possibly. The way that they're playing is just out of this world right now.
Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are going to win how many rings?
I mean, maybe half, at least three. I could see them winning three rings.
They got to get one first.
I asked one follow-up question. He cut the total in half.
Damn, David, they got to get one.
Listen, they're on their way. If they can win this series, man, they're on their way to greatness.
They've been on their way to greatness for about 4 years now.
Yeah, they need six more wins just to get the first ring. Forget about six rings. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max.
Fans,
much more KJM coming up right here on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.